fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high old silver.
The Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor, General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger.
Sheriff Sam is a boy of 10. He busts right in the robber's den and gets his man because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
That's Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. And those O's stand for oats. The good grain Cheerios is made from. Every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, those good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. You can see that Cheerios is made to give you real go power. So make sure you have a Cheerios breakfast every day. Then you'll hear people say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. I'm Silver. Hey!
Old Pete Digby was a thin, wiry man whose explosive temper was a cover-up for what he lacked in strength and courage. Pete owned a small pig farm near the town of Stockton, Texas, where he lived with his 10-year-old orphan grandson, Bobby. One morning, Pete finished loading several small pigs onto his farm wagon, intending to take them to the stockyard in town.
There. Last we got those ornery critters into the wagon, Bobby.
Gosh, Grandpa, I wish you'd raise something else besides pigs.
Huh. Nothing wrong with raising pigs, Bobby. Don't cost much to feed them. The folks out here eat plenty of bacon.
But in town the other day, a man asked me if I was kin to the pig man.
What? Who was he?
I don't know, but he was a big man, sort of tough looking.
Oh. Well, I'll overlook it this time. Let's get onto the wagon seat and start for town with these critters. Get up! Get up there! Come on! Get up there!
That morning in town, three men stood across from the bank talking in low voices. Foxy Gill, a tough crook with many robberies to his credit, glanced toward the bank, then spoke to Sam and Jay, his partners in crime.
There's only one hombre in the bank now. As soon as he comes out, we'll saunter over and go inside. You two cover the bank workers while I get the cash from the teller.
Right. Our horses are at the hitch rack right in front of the bank.
Good. I have this small satchel to put the cash into. There goes the last bank customer. Let's go.
After robbing the bank, Foxy and his pals covered their trail, then circled to the opposite side of the town.
Easy, Eddie.
Where are we heading for, Foxy?
Place I used once before in this territory, Sam. A natural cave in the hills, not far from here.
You think it's safe to hide out so close?
Yeah, for a short time. We've covered our tracks well, so there's no danger of a posse finding that cave. Let's get a move on.
Get up there. Hold up. Get up.
Pete Digby drove his slow-moving wagon along the same trail toward town, a short time after the three crooks had turned off to ride to their hideout. Bobby was saying,
Grandpa.
Hey, what is it, son?
I was thinking, do we have to sell my pig, Herbert?
Whatever possessed you to call him Herbert, I'd like to know.
Well, because he's fat and sort of pink-looking, like Mr. Herbert at the bank.
I hope Ike Herbert doesn't hear about that. He'd sure feel insulted.
But Herbert isn't like the other pig.
Oh, pigs is pigs, son, and nothing can change him. You did a good job raising Herbert by yourself. And I told you you could use the money to buy new clothes and boots.
But I changed my mind. I want to keep Herbert. I don't want new clothes or boots, Grandpa.
Oh, now stop sniveling, boy. Pigs are raised for selling. That pig will be sold along with the rest. Who ever heard of somebody getting to like a pig? By Jiminy, I'd... What in tarnation? Oh, steady there.
Grandpa, look there on the trail, a big snake.
Oh, easy there. Hold there. I can't hold him. They're running away. Hold on, Bobby, hold on.
All right.
Hang on, Bobby, we're going downhill and coming to a turn. Hold there. Watch out.
Farm wagon struck a protruding rock on the sharp curve and overturned. The traces broke, the horses ran on, and the pigs were thrown out onto the road.
Bobby. I'm all right, Grandpa. Are you hurt?
I'll tell you in a minute when I tried to move. Get out of here, you smirking hunk of pork. Get out of here!
You aren't hurt, Grandpa. You sat up and threw that stone, all right.
Well, say, that's right. Reckon I didn't bust any bones. Sure got bruised up a little, though. Yeah, can still get around all right. Tarnation, take it. Now we got to round up the horses, then ride the wagon and find the pigs.
Grandpa, look, a masked man and an Indian bringing back our team.
Oh, those outlaws are trying to steal our horses. Help! Now where's my doggone gun?
Over there on the ground. I'll get it.
Hold on. You seem to have had trouble, mister.
What do you mean, seem to have? We have plenty. Now you two hombres come along to add to it. By Jiminy, if I had my gun,
please,
I'd...
Both of you.
You must have a boy, home gun.
Put down the gun, son. We're not outlaws. We're here to help you.
Well, if you really mean what you say, stranger... I don't savvy that mask.
Maybe you hear a Lone Ranger.
I have. My dad used to talk about him. Dad was a sheriff before he got killed. He said the Lone Ranger rode a big white stallion and wore a black mask and used silver boots. Gosh, are you really the Lone Ranger?
Yes, Bobby, and he's Tonto.
Well, I'll be jiggered. Of course, I kind of had the idea you was all the time. Otherwise, I'd have got that gun from Bobby, and I...
I'm sure you'd have caused us plenty of trouble, mister.
I'm Pete Digby. This is Bobby, my grandson.
Oh?
Got a pig farm back up the trailer piece. We were taking 10 pigs to town when the horses spied a rattler and lit out. And we had this accident. Now the pigs are wandering back in the brush.
Don't worry, Pete. Tonto and I'll help you find them and get started for town.
Soon the wagon was ready, and all but one of the pigs had been found. A short search for the missing animal proved fruitless, and Pete decided to go on without it.
I reckon we're lucky to find 9 out of the 10 pigs, mister. No use wasting more time looking for it.
But, Grandpa, the one that's missing is Herbert.
Herbert?
The boy raised the pig and named it Herbert. He sort of took a liking to it.
Herbert is different from other pigs.
Oh, now, Bobby, no use getting upset over a pig. Mister, thanks a lot for helping us like you did.
That's all right, Pete. We're glad we came along. We'll see you again soon. Goodbye for a while.
Goodbye.
Bobby.
Goodbye.
Easy, Jimmy. Come easy, fella.
Oh, he left. He left there. Come on.
Pete Digby went on to town where he disposed of the 9 pigs and learned of the bank robbery. It was around noon when he and Bobby returned to the farmhouse and had lunch. Then Pete went into the bedroom to rest. When Bobby was certain his grandfather was sleeping, the boy started on foot for the place where the accident had happened, 2 miles from the farm. There he turned from the trail and began searching the hillside for his pig, Herbert.
Here, Herbert! Sui! Pig! Yeah, Herbert! Sui!
At the cave hideout, Foxy and his 2 companions waited for darkness.
Foxy was saying...
I just thought we didn't get any supplies. Doggone it, we haven't anything to eat.
Hey, listen, what's that?
Let's go see. Hey, look, a porker. There's our food. Hey, somebody hunting that pig.
Hey, look, I see him. A boy coming this way.
Grab that pig quick.
Yeah, I'll get him. Come here, you.
Hey, he ran into the cave. That boy's running up here. He heard the racket. We'll wait and get the boy, then we'll kill the pig later. We'll tie the boy and leave him in the cave, where he won't be found for some time.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's what the happy people have to say. Eating our weedies and doing okay.
Okay.
Take champions down south. They sure enough know about Wheaties. The Southland's favorite Wheaties fan is Musial, known as Stan the Man. Because when he swings his mighty bat, he nearly knocks that baseball flat. Another Southland pride and joy is Bobby Lane, a Wheaties boy. Because when he starts to turn on steam, he's sure a one-man football team. Just ask Stan Musial or Bobby Lane. They know the secret of Wheaties energy. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing okay.
Now, to continue. Hearing the pig squeal, Bobby ran up the hillside.
Think. Yeah, Herbert!
As he approached the cave, Foxy and his two friends stepped from the brush.
Hey, where do you think you're going, boy?
Oh, hello. I'm looking for my pig, Herbert. I heard him squeal a minute ago. Did you see him?
Yeah, sure. He went inside that cave.
Thanks a lot. I'll get him.
Oh, wait a minute. We'll all go in.
It's light enough in here to see. There he is. That's Herbert.
Never mind that pig, youngster. He'll make good eating.
But he's mine. I raised him. Horses in here. Three of them. Why are you staying in this cave, mister?
Forget the question. Sam, tie the boy. He got away and told anyone about us being here. The sheriff and posse would head this way pronto.
All right.
Let me go. I want to go home. Let me go.
When you finish tying him, put a gag in his mouth to stop that whimpering.
Right. Hey, Foxy, take him. He's heading for the cave entrance.
Well, grab him. Don't let him get out.
Run, Herbert. Run.
Come here, you.
You let him get away. How did I know he'd move so fast?
Never mind. You and Sam will catch him later. But don't use your gun. Somebody might hear the shot.
Boy's tied and gagged now.
Good. We'll get that porker. And leave the boy here and head for New Mexico territory.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had learned of the robbery in town. They managed to find the trail of the crooks, in spite of Foxy's efforts to cover it. And by early afternoon, were riding the hill trail that led to Peach Farm.
This same trail we ride this morning, when we help old feller and grandson.
Yes, hello.
Storm come up, Kimasabi.
I noticed the dark clouds gathering. I hoped the rain would hold off until we found the crooks. Take children to that ledge to the left till the storm passes. Pull through there.
The storm quickly passed, but it lasted long enough to eradicate the tracks left by Foxy and his men. The Lone Ranger and Tonto once more started along the trail. At the scene of the wagon accident, they met Pete Digby, who told them Bobby had left a note, saying he was leaving to find his pig, Herbert. The rain had washed away the boy's footprints, and Pete was worried. The Lone Ranger and Tonto offered to help Pete search the hills, and they started out together.
We'll search until we find him. All right, let's go. Come on, through there.
Folks, come. Get up there.
After the storm passed, Foxy watched from the cave entrance, while Sam and Jay, carrying lariats, went to find Bobby's pig. About 100 yards from the cave,
Jay spied the pig grubbing in the wet ground.
Hey, look. There he is. I'll throw my lariat. I got him. Come on, Sam. Help me tie him.
Right.
Quickly, the two men roped the pig. Then, as it still squealed loudly, carried it to the cave.
Good work. I'll take him inside.
Yeah.
And we'll butcher it and have plenty of pork to see it through.
Some distance down the slope, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Pete rode slowly through the brush. Suddenly, they heard the squealing pig.
Listen.
Oh,
that pig squealing like something was hurting him. Must be Bobby's Herbert.
That squealing came from up the slope.
Yeah.
Bobby! Bobby!
That's right up there.
Come on, come on. Get there, come on.
The tall brush hid the approach of the masked man and his companions as they moved slowly up the slope. Finally, the Lone Ranger pulled to a stop and pointed.
Look, Tonto. Take tracks. An indication that he may have lain in the mud. And there are the tracks of two men going up the slope from here.
Ah. Kimasabi.
Yes.
Maybe crooks near here.
Yes, Tonto. We'll dismount. Easy, sir. Now we'll follow those footprints.
Maybe if I call.
No, Pete. We must be cautious. Let's go.
Moving slowly and cautiously, the three men continued up the slope. After going half the distance, the masked man saw the cave entrance through the brush.
Look, Tonto, a cave. Must be the crook's hideout. The footprints go there.
Ah. And what we do?
We'll separate. You and Pete go one way, I'll go the other. We'll make our way to the base of the ridge and move toward the cave entrance from each side.
Ah, that's good.
And they must have heard Pete call Bobby's name. They know someone's on the slope.
Ah.
Now, wait, Pete. Instead of going with Tonto, I have another plan for you.
What?
Go back down the slope to the horses. When you get there, start calling Bobby again. And mount your horse and ride away across the clearing down there, so they'll be sure to see you.
You mean risk taking a bullet in the back?
If they think you're leaving without having discovered the cave, they'll not risk the sound of a shot. I hope they'll come outside to make sure you do right away. That's when Tonto and I get the drop on them.
Well, all right, I'll do it.
Good.
Three crooks had heard Pete calling Bobby and waited with ready guns just inside the cave entrance. Finally.
There he is again.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem any closer. Hey, look, down there, crossing the clearing. Somebody riding down the slope.
He's in range.
Oh, you fool, let him go. He didn't see the cave. He's leaving. A shot might cause somebody to investigate.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Let's step outside and make sure he keeps going.
Reach and drop that gun. What the...
Mask.
Oh, no.
Get back in the cave, Jay.
Why you not do that?
No, I'm hit.
You're between us. You want gun for
No, you. No, I've got my gun.
Cover them, Tonto. Pick up their guns and take a look inside the cave.
Quickly, the masked man picked up the crook's guns, then went inside where he found Bobby bound and gagged. He released the boy, who ran to meet his grandfather, who had joined Tonto outside.
Grandpa, I found Herbert. But those men, they wouldn't let me go home. Bobby, son.
Here are the horses and the bank money's in the saddlebag. With your help, Pete, we captured the crooks and found Bobby and Herbert.
Golly, Grandpa, I didn't know you were so brave.
Well, now, I don't tell you everything, Bobby.
We'll tie the crooks to their horses. Then, after leaving Herbert at your place, take them to town, Pete.
Huh. We'll take Herbert to and sell him.
Oh, no, please, Grandpa.
Pete, if it hadn't been for Herbert, we wouldn't have found Bobby or captured the crooks.
Well, I reckon you're right, mister. All right, Bobby, get and keep that doggone pig, Herbert.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Let's get started, shall we?
Sundown when the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched from the edge of town as Pete and Bobby on one horse rode into Stockton, leading the three horses to which the crooks were tied.
Ho there! Hey, who are they? What's this all about?
Get down, Bobby.
There you are. Steady, boy. Somebody bring the sheriff out here.
Here he comes now.
Hey, those are the three bank robbers.
Hey, wait a minute now. What's going on?
What do you know about that?
Pete, how come those
guys... You had a bank robbery, didn't you?
Sure,
then
but...
stop gaping and put these crooks behind bars. The cash is in the saddlebag.
Great day. Pete Digby, you mean to say you capture these tough crooks single-handed?
Well, they're here, ain't they?
I can't believe it. Ike Herbert has offered a reward for their capture.
Oh, he's the man I named my pig after.
What pig is that, son?
My pig, Herbert. Because of him, the crooks are captured.
Well, I reckon that case Ike won't care what you name the pig. You going to be a pig man like your grandpa, Bobby?
He's not a pig man.
That's right. With that reward, I'm buying cattle. And I'll raise pigs on the side.
Gosh! Then folks will call you a rancher.
Folks will call him a hero, son, for capturing these crooks like he did.
Well, I can't exactly take the credit for all of it, Sheriff. A certain masked man, an Indian, helped me.
A masked man, an Indian? So that's it. I might have known.
What are you laughing at, Sheriff? Man, what's the joke?
No joke at all, men. I reckon it's all right to go ahead and pay that reward to Pete Digby. But all I want to say is, he's a mighty lucky hombre to have a friend who's known as the Lone Ranger. I'll do it!
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, is produced by Pendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Boyd. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.